At their last meeting, Council received a mid-year update on the city's family physician recruitment program and a request to allocate an additional $400,000 to keep it going. When the recruitment initiative began in 2022, the number of patients without a family doctor in Kingston was holding stubbornly around 30,000, with residents spending hours lined up outside of clinics for a chance to secure care. In this latest update, the city shared that since the program's launch in 2022, a total of 33 new family physicians have been successfully recruited, and Kingston is nearing the milestone of rostering all unattached patients. Councillor Brandon Tozzo opened the discussion around the horseshoe, noting the refreshing sense of accomplishment, a sentiment echoed by Councillor Don Amos.
It's so rare we get a report that's great. And this is actually one of those examples of council and staff working together, allocating the appropriate funding, and us actually tackling and resolving the doctor shortage in the city of Kingston. It's impressive.
It was nice to see a positive outcome and report to value for money. And I think this is one of those health indicators for a city. And when a city can hit a home run like this and actually provide the amount of doctors with the patients that are needed, it works out really well.
Councillor Jimmy Hassan also noted the difference the program has made in what he's hearing from his constituents.
3 years ago, when I got elected as a councillor, that every third complaint we get or the comments we get, the email we get, it was no doctor, we need the doctors. But today, from last year and a half, I barely hear anything.
As for next steps, the program will be shifting focus to center on succession planning. Like many communities across Ontario, a significant number of Kingston's family doctors are nearing retirement. And without structured support for transitions, thousands of patients could become unattached once again. Over 28% of Kingston's 114 rostered family physicians are aged 60 or older, collectively caring for more than 22,000 patients. Craig Desjardins, director of the city's Office of Strategy, Innovation, and Partnerships, explained this next phase of the program before council.
We are actually starting to work in collaboration with the Physicians Council, the Primary Care Council, as well as going out and proactively meeting with the clinics to get a sense of when the doctors are retiring. So the goal over the next number of years is to make sure that we know before the patients have to be actually informed, so we would have somebody lined up ready to go.
According to Desjardins, the goal is to streamline the process so that when a doctor retires, their patients are automatically re-rostered with another provider. Desjardins also highlighted the crucial role nurse practitioners will continue to play in addressing the doctor shortage across the province.
The increase in the number of nurse practitioners involved in the primary care is certainly quite exciting. There's significant change happening. In 2026, there's sort of a major change that will advance the billing opportunities for nurse practitioners, which will again change the opportunities for them. Right now, you're seeing nurse practitioner-led clinics. You're also seeing nurse practitioners better integrated into primary care clinics. So it is a really exciting time, and it is certainly something that is going to be critical for the Ontario Health System to address the challenge of unrostered patients.
Still, staff acknowledge the city's zero unattached residents goal won't come without challenges, especially as retirements continue and population growth outpaces recruitment.
We are working very hard. You will recognize that it is a moving target as the city continues to grow. And we add new residents to the community. Many of those, the majority of those, are not don't have family doctors. So that number is constantly ebbing and flowing. But I can say that with the four net new doctors that we signed just at the end of the summer, plus a innovation grant we issued that creates about 5,000 new positions. The Midtown Clinic is still rostering. They have about 5,000 patients to roster, I assume, as they move into their new location. And the OHT recently received funding from the province to roster another 3,500. So we have lots of capacity we're adding to adjust and meet the growing population.
Council unanimously approved the additional funding to sustain the momentum of the program. For those still without a family doctor, registering with Healthcare Connect remains the best way to get matched with a provider.
Every Kingstonian who live in Kingston, they deserve a family doctor. And we will continue to work hard to make sure that everyone has it.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.